KFYO, it is 7:09 and 70 degrees. Good morning. If you're rolling around the South Plains, a little bit of standing water out there, so be careful and drive safe. On the line this morning, we have nationally syndicated radio host, can be heard on KFYO, 10 p.m. It's Clark Howard. Living Large for the Long Haul is his brand new book. And Clark, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much for having me.
Hey, you're welcome, and we appreciate you being here. I guess the overriding theme in this book is no matter where you are in life, no matter where you find yourself financially, if you think you're painted in a dead end, there's hope out there for you, isn't there?
You just hit the heart and soul of the point I was trying to make with Living Large for the Long Haul. What I did was I have in here the stories of 50 Americans or American families scattered all over the country that somehow got train wrecked or blindsided by the Great Recession by these last 6 years, and how they found their way back. Many times they went down dead ends, put themselves back together, and went back to work to try to get things going. And it's a variety of things, starting your own business, reducing debt, changing your lifestyle, improving your health. I mean, what I did is I divided people into 13 different theme areas to share stories and try to give you a roadmap to have a more successful, more free life where you never want to be afraid to go to the mailbox.
Yeah. Sounds like a book with a lot of good advice in it.
Yeah. It is number one on the New York Times bestseller list. And, you know, a lot of times, Clark, I think people create their own recessions for themselves because they make some bad choices or choices that may inflict hardship, you know, self-inflicted hardship.
For long term.
Yeah, for long term. And also, the recession nationally doesn't necessarily help, but there's a shovel out there for everyone, isn't there?
It starts with us. It always starts with us. You know, life can happen, unexpected things, events always happen as part of a lifetime. So it's like, what do I do so that I create more space in my life? What do I do so I lower the voltage and lower the anxiety level? And it's little things or big things, depending on your own situation. Sometimes it might be that you have problems with the credit cards, or it could be that maybe you like driving wheels that are just too fancy, or maybe you tried to live a little too large and too big a house. And so you're right, it can be personal decisions that get you into a tough spot, but also it could be you come into work, you've been there a long time, and they say, hey, you're no longer needed, now what? And so I have some people in the book that I'm just ecstatic to share, who are people who, when corporate America decided it didn't want them anymore, they went out and started their own thing. And sometimes that doesn't work. Other times, it's a great new start, a great new life.
What do you think the number one problem is with Americans and not living within their means, or is it credit or not investing?
Oh, it's absolutely. Absolutely. The credit is a symptom of not living within their means. You know, at the peak of the economy last decade, when we were in the housing bubble and all the rest, the average American, get this, was carrying $1.36 in debt for every dollar they made.
Wow.
Now, historically, Americans carried about 65 cents in debt for every dollar they made. So we just borrowed and borrowed and borrowed and borrowed and kept funding lifestyles that our paychecks couldn't afford, and it came home to roost. Today, I can report to you, we're down to about a dollar in debt for every dollar people make. So we're like halfway back to people living fully within their means.
Well, that's a step in the right direction.
Oh, no question. And you can't do it in a second. You know, it takes time. You know, if you have somebody who has a lot of credit card debt, has a lot of obligations that they're wheezing on, you can't fix that in just a day or a week or a month. There are no magic elixirs for that. So it's one step at a time, changing things in your life where you get more power. You know, a lot of people think about not having something as depriving yourself. It's actually creating more power in your life where your bills don't control you. You control you.
That's a good way to look at that.
Hey, Clark, one thing I have to say that I greatly appreciate about you, whenever I listen to your program and your broadcast, everything that I hear from you is always positive. Your glass is always half full or more. And I think this book is just an iteration of that. It's called Living Large for the Long Haul. Clark Howard, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. You can hear Clark at 10 p.m. on KFYO. These are real stories from Americans who saved, they lost, and saved again. Clark, thanks for being with us. And we're gonna have some copies of your book to give away a little bit later on this morning, okay?
Well, that's great, and I hope you have a wonderful morning.
Hey, thanks. You too, man. I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much.
Sure.
That's Clark Howard. If you'd like to get a copy of this book, we do have several copies to give away. If you would like to be caller number two right now, it's 770-5790, 770-5790. Clark Howard's Living Large for the Long Haul's on your bookshelf. Good morning. It's 7:16.